recess to public session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Clerk. Yeah. I vote yes. We're now back in regular session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, there are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the PNC hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the PNC hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker's stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker's stand. If you represent or speak for a group organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the PNC Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on the application. The County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the PNC Commission's recommendations to the County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the PNC Commission's issuance of its recommendation. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, today the first application is change of zone number 1874. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are two applications for this, and the applicant has requested that they be consolidated into one hearing. The first is change of zone number 1874, filed on behalf of Liana and Hung Nguyen, which is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map from Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain part of land being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 containing 1.2 acres more or less. The second is a conditional use application number 2164, also filed on behalf of Liana and Hung Nguyen, which is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in MR medium density residential district for multifamily. Both applications relate to land lying on the northeast corner of Old Landing Road and Marina Drive, and tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1.06. Both applications were heard by way of public hearing before Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of March 14th. Submitted in for consideration for those applications were a staff analysis and exhibit book, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Sussex Conservation District, and the results from the DLDOT service level evaluation response indicating that a traffic impact study, a TIS, was not required, along with 19 letters received in opposition to the application, which can be summarised as raising comments and concerns in relation to the number of multi-family dwelling units proposed and concerns in relation to design. Both applications were subject to a consolidated hearing. So there was speaking in opposition to the application and no speaking in support of the application. The concerns raised in opposition were in relation to whether the applicant could possibly rent the units and also a number of concerns in relation to design and topography and drainage. Ultimately, for CZ 1874, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons before Council today. And in relation to CU 2164, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval for the 8 reasons and 13 conditions within the report before members. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here today representing the applicants, Leanna and Hung Nguyen. With me today is, to my right, your left, is Mr. and Mrs. Nguyen. And also with me today is Mr. Alan Decker, a professional engineer with Pannoni Associates. As introduced, this is an application for rezoning of AR1 agricultural residential lands located within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone to MR medium density residential district with a conditional use for multifamily dwellings subject to the provisions of Article 4 through 20, Section 115-219 within the zoning code, within Sussex County zoning code. This parcel of land is approximately 1.3 acres of land, more or less. It's located in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100, and it's located on the east side of Old Landing Road. It's located almost near the end of Old Landing Road. The property has been owned by the Gwynn since June of 2018. In the hearing booklets that we've submitted as part of the record, under the map section, which is tab 4, I had various maps within the exhibit booklet that kind of outlined this, shows this property and how it affects the or how it is integrated within the neighborhood here. On the north side of this land is lands of Francis C. Warrington III, which is zoned MR with a conditional use. If you recall, we presented an application for Mr. Warrington back in November of 2018. It was heard and then approved by Planning and Zoning for a recommendation in December of 2018. And then I presented the application before the council here, and it was approved by the council back in January of 2019 for the MR RPC, which is conditional use, which borders, I guess it definitely can't work. That's not working, so, which is in the rear of the subject site there, located on the map. To the south of us is the Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, which is an AR1 non-conforming property, and then, of course, we are on the...
We join it.
Okay. Again, the application for... a little technical difficulty here. See if that straightened it out. I guess not. It's just going to continue to revolve there. The property is currently vacant. The purpose of the MR medium residential district is to provide for medium density residential development in areas which are expected to become generally urban in character and where sanitary sewers and public water supplies are available at the time of construction together and are normally compatible with the residential surroundings. The project is in character with the nature of the area in that it provides for the retention of the residential character of the neighborhood. I did provide some a zoning map within the hearing booklets, and primarily the MR zoning is this entire stretch of Old Landing Road is primarily zoned MR within this within the area of this subject property. The character and intensity of the surrounding developments, including the proposed developments, and again, I go back to the map, and I'm just going to talk about some of the areas, some of the other adjacent projects that are in the area, the developments. The proposed development itself is 5 units, and that's what we're proposing, is 5 units on 1.3 acres of land. There's no wetlands on this property, so, and there's 67% of open space as shown within the site plan. Mr. Warrington in the back is 5.6 acres of land. It does have about 0.3 acres of wetlands on site. Its density is about 3.93 units per acre. Sawgrass, which is the larger subdivision on the north side of this property, which face, if north is up and down here, it would be on the west side of this property here. It's got 282 units. It's got about 93 acres of wetlands. It's got a density of approximately 3.68 acres per land. Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park is 474 units on 148 acres. It's got 60 acres of wetlands, and it's about 3.2 units per acre. And then Port Delmarva, which is just adjacent to the Rehoboth Bay Beach Mobile Home Park, it's 144 units. On 14 and a half acres at 9.87 units per acre. So our density of 3.85 units per acre is in keeping with the density that is surrounding the property. In the booklets, I supplied some building plans of what the Gwynns would like to do with this site. The style house being planned for the property is of an Asian culture single family attached building that will provide 5 dwelling units within one building for the Gwynns and their 4 children. The house that the Gwynns is not only a place to live, but it shows their culture and their conception of what they, how they want to live with for themselves and for their children in the future. And what I've provided here was, and again, I provided some of the building and the architectural plans that show how it's going to be a three-story house, but on the upper level, on the 4th story, and again, I can't append the work here, Each floor is approximately 4,100 square feet in size. The first story will have 2 units, the second story will have 2 units, and then the third story will have 1 large unit where the Gwynns and their children currently will be living and when they build this. And then on the top story up here, since I can't mark on here, I'll show you. This is about 518 square feet here of a meditation room, what they call a meditation zen room, for the entire family to be able to use. And again, I showed the cross sections here that all this will be able to fit within the 42 feet that is the maximum height allowed within the within Sussex County. And again, the way the Gwynns is, the way they proposed this application, to propose this building here is, it, again, it's for, they have 4 children, and this is where they want them to come back and live, and that's their stock, that's their culture, as they on how they want to develop this piece of property, is to be able to have all the family together in under one roof as they continue to grow. Their grandchildren, they'll be able to be there with their grandchildren as they continue to grow up as well. Again, I provided all these details in the floor plans That they are within the hearing exhibit booklets, and we submit. And there's several under the tab. There are several. There's even the floor plans. We've submitted those as part of the record as well. The surrounding developments are within the growth area and are currently characterized as the environmentally sensitive developing area. And in the future, proposed COP, which is now the current comp plan, is the coastal area. Both areas support the applicable zoning of MR and the conditional use, having single-family attached housing of up to 4 units per acre, which is consistent with the uses and intensities provided within the future land use plan. The environmentally sensitive open area, that areas that can accommodate development provided that special environment concerns are addressed. The portion of the property is located within a AE flood zone with a base flood elevations of 5 and 6, and the majority of the property located within the zone X is within an area outside of the flood zones. One thing I should mention here, on the site plan that we submitted, you'll notice that there's significant contouring of this site. The type of style house that they're looking to do is for each individual storage, you'll be able to walk up to each one without using a set of stairs. They didn't, four-story house and having the 5 individual units, they did not want to have a set of stairs to each one of the units. So a significant amount of fill will be brought into the site to integrate this house into the lot, but the fill will be placed against the dwelling in order for you to be able to come up. And again, if I could, I'll try to talk loud here so that we can get this on the record here. So as you come in off of Old Landing Road, there will be a commercial entrance that will need to be approved by DLDOT. And you'll come up a slope here to a level area up here. We're providing, since this is 5 units and it's considered a multifamily, we do provide for the sufficient amount of parking spaces for the 5 units. There will be no garages proposed as part of the unit. And again, if you look at the floor plans that are within the hearing booklet, you'll see that this style of house does not accommodate for any type of garages. So you'll come in to a level area, come around back here, you'll come back down to original grade back here. You'll be able to access the first floor from the ground level here. From the second levels here, you'll be coming up, and this will be coming up so that you can access the second story of the building. And then there will be a minor set of stairs coming into the third story, but this is a walkway that comes up the slope again, and you'll be able to access the third story. So this type of housing, it doesn't accommodate for a lot of stairwells being able to come up into the house. You'll be able to walk through it. And the way they have dreamed this house to be is that you can just walk casually to be able to enter each one of the levels from the outside without having to use a number of stairwells to be able to access the units. So we've accommodated that in our layout here in our design. We are accommodating for the required landscape buffer around the entire property. For multifamily within an MR, you have to have the required 20-foot landscape buffer. We do accommodate for the 20-foot landscape buffer. Stormwater management. In the back here, we are showing stormwater management area. We did do some soil borings out there, and the area will accommodate some infiltration, so we'll be able to accommodate the stormwater with this particular project. How to handle drainage coming off these slopes will be a unique design. We'll be doing it through catch basins and pipes. We'll be able to direct a lot of the stormwater from the building, from the impervious surfaces. We'll be able to direct those to catch basins. We'll be able to do some sheet flowing of the stormwater on site. No stormwater will exit this site, so we'll be able to accommodate. So when any type of water hits this property, we will be able to protect the adjacent properties for any of the runoff coming from the slopes as we bring in the fill and we backfill against this house to create this style of living for the Gwynns. We'll be able to take care of all the stormwater runoff through infrastructure within the property and be able to discharge it to the stormwater pond that you see in the back there. As I stated before, the property does not have any non-title wetlands. The property is not in any groundwater management protection zone. The project will utilize infiltration, again, as I stated just recently, as the primary source to handle stormwater management. It will not have any adverse impact of any waters downstream. There are no preserved lands in the area that need protecting. There are off-site adjacent on adjacent properties from this particular property. There are titled wetlands, but we will have no effect on those titled wetlands on the adjacent properties. And there are no historical and natural features on the property. The Sussex County serves sanitary sewer in the area and has allocated 4 EDUs per acre. I did provide in the hearing booklet a email from the Sussex County Engineering Department confirming that 4 EDUs per acre are permitted, has been allocated for this particular property. The Gwynns will have to pay the necessary impact fees and the sewer costs in order to tie into the Sussex County sanitary sewer system. Tidewater has water for this area, so there is sufficient water to be able to provide for this, for their house here. Of course, the house will have to be sprinklered of this because of the size of the house and the number of dwelling units within it. So that will meet all fire marshal requirements by sprinkling it. As Mr. Whitehouse stated in his introduction, that DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study. That letter is also provided an estimation, and again, I provided the letter for the EDUs is in the hearing booklet, as well as I provided a vehicle chart, approximately 19 vehicles per day as a part of these 5 dwelling units. With that, we feel like the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the comprehensive plan by providing sufficient space and appropriate locations for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment, in particular locations with the full protection offered to surrounding properties, and which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. We've reviewed the conditions as was stipulated by the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation for approval, and with their approval and their conditions, that is my presentation, and we ask that you look favorably on our application.
Any questions? If not, do you have anything else to add?
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
I got this one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Burton.
I thought I had to wait till. Okay, I have a couple questions. You've covered, you know, a lot of land is going to be brought up.
That's correct.
Things like that. And I see in planning and zoning conditions, they are very specific about the runoff and about the substantial changes to the grade of the property. You've covered very well about the water being routed to the rear stormwater management area. What about, there's a road just to the back side of that house that runs, it's Old Landing Mobile Home Park right there, right?
That's correct, yes.
And the other side's, the front's Old Landing Road. How can you be assured that that water is not going to run onto Old Landing Road or that other road? Is that just through the engineering?
Yeah, through the engineering design. And the way I portrayed it to, and again, I'm in presenting this before Planning Commission, we talked about we have sufficient room out in the front of the property to be able to contour the site to be able to direct the runoff to basins within the property along the front. Along the sides here, where it gets a little bit steeper, may have to do some kind of curbing, retaining wall style to be able to direct the stormwater to basins that okay. We'll place along the, and we're not talking about huge basins, you're not talking about something that's sightly or anything. We could use smaller yard basin type structures to be able to direct that stormwater so that our assurance, in order for us to get Sussex Conservation District approvals, we can't allow any water off our site. So it'll be imperative for our design to be of such that will prove to the state and to the conservation district that no stormwater will leave the site, because that is what we have to follow as far as getting our stormwater management approvals.
Okay, now my next, you're moving along, soil conservation, you cleared that up, okay. But the basins, are they, there's pipe that runs from those basins down to the stormwater pond, or is it just kind of directed that way?
No, they'll run straight to the pond, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is very, you know, although this is very unconventional, I'm not saying it's bad or anything like that. I think it's very unique. But I just hope that the runoff and the stormwater management is taken care of to where it needs to be taken
care of. That's correct. And it will be carefully designed in order to, because of the unique way that this lot is going to be laid out and designed, we'll have to ensure that. I mean, that'll be a careful design that we do, and I'm sure it'll be carefully looked at by the conservation district.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Bert?
So, you know, it's unique, right? It's a condo, right? I mean, for lack of a better word, right? You got a 16,000 square foot house with five separate dwelling units.
That's correct, yes.
Are there any condos in this area? I mean, isn't this a single family area? Does Sawgrass have any condominiums?
Well, they have townhouses.
Townhouses.
Yes.
So this is kind of like a townhouse.
Yeah, it's a, you know, for, I guess you could look at it, a condo, I guess, is more of a legal term that handle the ownership.
Right.
Of the building. We could call this single family attached. We could, you know, multi-family. But yeah, if you wanted to, I mean, I guess the.
So in our code, it would be multi-family.
It would be multi-family in the code. That's correct.
Okay. And the size of it is four floors of 4,000 apiece?
Three floors of 4,100 square feet, and then the very top floor is going to be about 518 square feet.
And that's within the 42?
That is correct. Oh. And that's, and I did, and I did provide,
I saw that.
I provide the cross sections.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
I do.
Mr. Raleigh?
I'm still not clear. This will be one owner, and will not be subdivided into five different owners at some point, or?
No, it's one owner. It's the Gwynn family, and it's for them and their four children. The idea here is in the beginning, I was asked this question by planning and zoning. Let's see the best way to.
So the children will live on the upper floor.
The third floor. The third, yeah, the third floor and the meditation room on the fourth floor would be built first. The entire structure will be built. The first floor and the second floor will be vacant until such a time as their kids start to come back to the house, and as they start to grow their own family, they're going to come back and they all live together under one. So what will be built in the beginning will be the entire structure, mm-hmm. and then just the third floor. And then the meditation up on top will be built first. And then again,
the parents retain ownership.
That's correct. The parents will retain ownership. That's correct.
Will never be subdivided or
no.
broken out. And in the interim period, they won't be using the bottom floors for storage or any other activities.
No, not at all. It's all going to be the way the structure will be designed. No walls will be built. Nothing will be built on the first two floors in the beginning. Now that's the program that they have, right? That's the program that they've shared, and their kids are young, so as they go away to college, come back from college, start creating their own families, that's how they'll come back to live within this house here.
How much taller is this building than the surrounding buildings, and particularly with the additional fill that would be brought in?
The fill doesn't make
a difference on height.
No, the fill doesn't make the fill. It's infill. I mean, we're building the house first, and then the fill will come
around
secondary. The fill is secondary. the houses in the area, there are probably one and two. There could be some three stories up against the water, against the Rehoboth Bay. There could be some larger style houses up against the Rehoboth Bay that would, I would say that most of the houses in the area are probably 28 to 32 feet tall, I would say, around that. I think the project that we proposed in the back for Mr. Warrington, we stated that we'll probably be somewhere between the 28 and the 32 foot range, somewhere around there.
And parking, there was no garage, so it's all exterior parking, and at this point, I presume there's only two drivers.
Yeah, there's two levels.
It's like there's space for about eight cars.
Again, we meet the code for the parking requirement. I think 14 spaces is the code requirement there, so we show 14 spaces.
This is a unique idea.
Did you design this, Mark?
I did not design the house. No, the Gwynns came to me with the house. We're designing to the house, so we're designing that site to fit the house.
Okay. Any other questions?
This is known as a split level home, right? Years ago, used to be a split level.
Yeah.
50 years ago, used to be split level homes.
No, this is, again, each unit will have its own single floor living unit. Yes, that's right.
Okay. If there's no further questions, and you did not have anything else to add, correct?
No, that's correct.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. I guess we'll do the change of zone first and then the conditional use.
Yes, Mr. President. The title is an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.2 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. It's Mr. Hudson's district. Mr. Hudson, you go first.
Yes.
For the reasons
stated by, well, especially for the reasons by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
Yes, for the reasons offered by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, on the recommendations of P&Z.
Mr. Burton.
I agree with the recommendations made by planning and zoning, and my vote is in favor.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendations. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. And next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is for the conditional use. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.2 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7, with conditions 8A through M.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Hudson. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
Again, yes, for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, on recommendations of P&Z.
Mr. Burton.
Yes, for the recommendations given by planning and zoning.
I also, based on recommendations planning and zoning, I agree with the conditions placed. I will vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
The next case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2165 for Vanderwind Acres, LLC. Mr. Wayhaus.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a parcel of land being Seaford 100, containing 8.99 acres, more or less, located at the corner of Briarbrook Road and Atlanta Road. and it'll also be at the corner of Atlanta Road and Owl's Nest Road. The submitted for consideration is a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, a site plan, the results from a DLDOT service level evaluation request confirming that a traffic impact study was not required, and comments from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and Sussex Conservation District. The application was subject to a hearing before Planning and Zoning Commission on March 14th of this year. There was no speaking as part of that application in favour and no speaking in opposition to the application. At its meeting of March 28th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of this conditional use application for the 8 reasons and 4 conditions within the packet before members. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council? If not, then Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. My name is DJ Hughes. I'm a professional engineer with Davis, Bowen & Friedel, and I'm here representing Vanderwin Acres LLC. The owners are here as well. If you happen to have any questions when I'm done my presentation. The planning and zoning report did a pretty good job of summarizing, so I'm just going to go over it quickly so I don't take up much of your time. I think you all have this booklet and an exhibit one. It shows a data for the site, and basically like the location is off of the west side of Atlanta Road, south side of Briar Hook, and north side of Owl's Nest Road, but only the Atlanta Road frontage is being used for the access. It doesn't, the conditional use area is just under 9 acres, and it doesn't touch either one of the secondary roads that connect to Atlanta Road. It's AR1, we're going for an AR1 conditional use. The conditional use is for a special events area, or a venue, and they have a barn that's they've redone, and there's also a patio off the back and pavilions that can be used for the event venue. There's 40 parking spaces that are shown in stone area on the plan. There's also ample area for overflow parking should they need it. The typical event won't likely need it, but in case they do, there is ample area for that. They have a long lane that goes back to the site, and the barn is back towards the end of the site, and a pavilion and a patio as well. So there's no concerns with any cars or anything stacking onto the road. I think the closest house is also a quarter mile from where the barn is. So as far as noise or anything like that. And exhibit two shows the conditional use area, which is about the midway portion of the site, and it's just a rectangle area that covers the long lane and then the barn, pavilion, and the patio area. There's no federal wetlands or 100-year floodplain on this site within the conditional use area. And then there's also exhibit three. We have photos that show you the improvements that have been done, that they've invested in this facility to make it a nice events venue where people want to come and enjoy the farm, and also have whatever event, whether it's a wedding or whatever it may be. As far as the DLDOT approval goes, we submitted this service facility support, the service level evaluation request, and they provided the support facilities report. They're not requiring any kind of traffic impact study, and basically referred us to their traffic management center up in Smyrna. On their end, they're basically treating it like a special event. This is not a daily use on the site. And we also received, that's in Exhibit 6, in Exhibit 7, we received fire marshal approval, so everything has been run through the fire marshal. They're only using the first floor of the barn because using the second floor requires sprinklers. So that's an investment that they're not prepared to make right at this time. So I think they can have pictures and that sort of thing up on the second floor. But other than that, the primary event venue would be the bottom floor of the barn. And then the pavilion is out back, and there's a nice patio out back too. And the photos do a good job of showing that if you haven't taken a look at those. But unless you all have questions, that wraps up my presentation, and myself and the owners are here for any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Just one real quick question.
Right.
Some events like this offer like overnight accommodations and that type of thing, so that will not be part of this offering?
That's not part of this offering.
Okay. Any more questions?
Sure. You know, I hate to say this, DJ, but I've missed you. You know?
Well, you got my number, you know.
What is the acreage that is for the conditional use?
It's 8.9 and some change. I think it's 8.99 or 8.92. It's in Exhibit 1. It lists it.
8.99 is what's showing.
Yeah, 8.99.
I don't have a
book. 90 acres.
Is it marked, though? Do we have a map that
shows? Yeah, Exhibit 2 shows it's basically a rectangle.
Okay.
I don't know how we ended up at 8.99 instead of just making it 9, but I guess our surveyors had fun with that. But
when we do, Jamie, when we do the conditional use, they'll square, they will make sure that the meets and bounds of this map equals.
That's correct, and that will be checked at the site plan.
Yeah, there's a legal description that goes along with this.
Yeah. Okay.
So that legal description will describe the meets and bounds. Okay. Meets and bounds.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
Any more questions, the council?
I have no questions.
Okay. And you have nothing else to add?
No, that concludes our presentation.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak on behalf of this application? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Mr. Morbury, short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 8.99 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7, with the conditions 8A through D.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. I get to vote first this time. Highly unusual. I do agree with the reasons for planning and zoning and the conditions. I think it's going to be certainly a nice venue for the Seaford area, and my vote is yes. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes for planning and zoning reasons.
Mr. Riley?
For the reasons given by planning and zoning, my vote is affirmative, and I hope you make more money there than you do with cows. So,
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on P&Z recommendations.
Bert? My recommendation is in favor due to planning and zoning's recommendations.
Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, next case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2172 on behalf of Iris Downing. Mr. Wayhouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a transitional home to be located on a parcel of land being in Cedar Creek 100 containing 0.30 acres, lying on the south side of Wild Cherry Street, approximately 141 feet west of South Old State Road. Submitted for consideration is a staff analysis, a site plan, the results from the DelDOT service level evaluation request confirming that a traffic impact study was not required, and comments from the Sussex Conservation District. The application was subject to a hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of March 14th of this year. The Commission found that no one wished to speak in favour or in opposition to the application. At its meeting of March 28th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons and 11 conditions within the report before members. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard.
Good afternoon, council, Mr. President. Tim Willard with Fuquay Willard Stevenson Shop. For the applicant, and her name is Iris Downing, her and her husband, and they form this LLC, House of Favor, and that's their company to proceed with this conditional use. Little background, I was not here for the Planning Commission, but I met Ms. Downing shortly after that, and she asked if I could help out. So I kind of followed it, and I followed the approval that was, I think, March 26th or 28th.
28.
So the Planning Commission did approve it, and they had conditions, which we've gone over, that she has no objection to as well. The property is located in Ellendale. It's Hang on one second. Let me just read a statement that she actually prepared that sort of summarizes what she wants to do. The idea is, I mean, you all are kind of privy to the fact that there is some homeless issues here in Delaware. She ran this property, her and her husband, for over 20 years as a daycare center. And as we talked about, I said, so you want to get out of that business? And she said, oh, yeah. and that's, I think, her exact words. But they do have this property, and it suits well for this. And they actually want to help the community. And she's already started working with Catholic Charities in another home where there are only two occupants, so you don't have to go through all this. But you should have with your file actually the site plan, and I don't know if that's going to be brought up there. I kind of hope that it could be. There's not much to that. Mr. Roach prepared it. And you also should have a copy of an architectural drawing which renovates the property to allow for at least 10 bedrooms in the property. Ms. Downing actually approached, I think it was David Puff on this, who was, she knew from a small business who's now with the county. She went ahead and got an architectural drawings. She obviously couldn't get a building permit because the use needed to be permitted. So she did everything, I think, that Mrs. Cromwell asked her to do, and went to the Planning Commission and was successful there. So you might ask, well, why'd she get me? And she said, because she was scared. So I said, well, maybe, I don't know if you should be more scared now. But anyway, I told her I would present this. And the House of Favor will be used to help facilitate the movement of homeless individuals for a period of time while acquiring permanent housing. House of Favor will continue to work with Jen Pearson, who is a case manager at Catholic Charities located in Milton. House of Favors will have a safe, secure, clean place to accommodate up to 12 individuals. She had originally thought 24 months. And I listened to the debate. I had something else that night as well, where the Planning Commission talked a lot about the time. And it was interesting debate, because some thought it should be a shorter time, some thought it should be longer, but it was kind of interesting to see the legislative process kind of worked. And they agreed, as one of the conditions, I don't know what it is, that it should be a maximum of 18 months.
Correct, B.
Right.
It should be.
And it was interesting, but that's what they come up with, which seems reasonable. Some thought a shorter time would be just necessary, and I don't want to mention what commissioners said, but a couple of them said, you know, if you're in a place where you're homeless and you got to get your things together, you might need a little more time. So that's where they came up with 18 months. And Ms. Downing has no problem with that. There will be a background check on all individuals as well as signed lease. House of Favor will have staff members to help manage the facility. One of the conditions is there'll be a staff member there 24/7, and Mrs. Downing has no problem with that. The House of Favor will continue to support all individuals to meet their goals with positive resources, such as a resource package will be provided to each client upon moving in, which will include Code Purple information, access to local shelters, low-income housing opportunities, employment opportunities through local temp agencies, and educational resources. Each client will also have daily access to a computer located in the sitting room area in order to work on resumes, job seek, and complete applications on an as-needed basis. The clients will also be provided with local transportation in the area. There are several DART stops actually in this area of Ellendale. And also emergency transportation will be provided on an as-needed basis. Each client will have to report back to the staff member on a bi-weekly basis, showing that they are being productive in completing goals set forth. Other conditions, and I've prepared proposed findings and conditions, but they just parrot commissions. Their minutes weren't approved, so they weren't online. But I have those prepared if council wants them. I also have a petition from five neighbors saying they don't oppose this. There was no opposition at the Planning Commission for this.
Just to clarify, you said they will not oppose it, so they're in favor of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me tell you exactly what it says.
I was just clarifying. Okay. I thought you said that they opposed it.
First. No, if I did, I misspoke. Okay. But yeah, I wouldn't submit that. I'd hide it. No, I wouldn't. I also have a letter here from Jen Parsons, who's with Casa San Francisco's Catholic Charities, Sussex County SOAR. She would be here today, but she's on vacation. And she writes, Mr. and Mrs. Downing have been a godsend to our community. They had opened their hearts and homes to the homeless and provided an opportunity for affordable housing. I refer clients that are looking for affordable housing, and she is willing to work with less fortunate in our community. This has been a successful partnership. Sewers Central, DelDOT said no traffic impact study would be provided. Another thoughtful discussion at the commission was about signage, and they all agreed that signage would not be appropriate in this case. And so I think a condition is there would be no signage. And I think the discussion went that they didn't want to necessarily draw attention to that fact, but that anybody that used the service and the nonprofits that are out there that can work with her, in particular as Catholic Charities, they're certainly going to know where it is. So that was one of the conditions. There may be, Central's available, there may be some EDUs that have to be paid for, as far as I can see from that. So I think this is a positive project. To the extent it's a conditional use, and I have some familiarity with homeless shelters and the procedure for getting approval on this, and I think this is the right way to go to get a conditional use. It's a semi-public use that, in this case, doesn't adversely affect neighboring properties, or at least none has been demonstrated. It's been used probably for an equally intense use with a lot of toddlers, but so therefore I think it meets the purpose of conditional use that you have in your code. And I know Ms. Downing doesn't really want to speak, but I'll present her to you if you want. You have to stand up and just say hello.
That's fine, thank you.
State your name for the record if you would.
My name is Iris Downing.
And you've heard what I've said to the council today. Is it true and correct?
Yes.
How long have you been on this project?
Since July 2018.
Okay. Okay. Are there any questions?
Any questions from anyone? Mr. Burton.
Mr. Burton. Is that a shared driveway?
You're going to have to help me out on some of these things because they do own the property next door.
Okay.
No, that's not a shared.
Go back to that picture because it looks like the. It looks like the house. Looks like the driveway's on number 17. See what I'm talking about?
Yes. That driveway is on my right-hand side. It's a
so the property
double,
line.
Yeah.
The property line isn't where that's being shown.
It's a double driveway.
Okay, so it's
right.
A shared driveway.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know.
The driveway that 17's in the front.
Yeah,
but you own the property in 17 too.
Yeah,
but do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Is it the property line?
I can tell you, Mr. Burton, that the tax maps on these.
Well, usually they're a little off. That's a lot off.
Yeah, and here's what Davis Bone, is this Davis Bone? Yeah, they did this for the architectural drawings, and they have an aerial which actually shows the driveway on this property.
IG, the line on my farm is off by about 30 feet. Really? At least.
I had a conditional use recently, or a change of zone for a marine property with boats on it down on Old Orchard Road, and like four rows of boats were not on my client's property, and I said, we're going to have to deal with that. And then I sniffed around a little bit, and the tax map was wrong. It just has shifted.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a software thing or something, but at least at Davis Bone, when they... Yeah, so that's she believes that's their driveway.
Okay.
It's a two-car.
Yeah, that's fine.
You mentioned that if there'll be a lease sign with each client?
Yes.
Here. So that's how you can clock the 18 months.
Absolutely, and the lease will have restrictions like any other lease and certain conditions. You know, this is not like supposed to be a treatment center. It's more of people that just don't have housing.
So you're essentially leasing a room.
Depends on where the water.
Exactly. It's a group house leasing a room to homeless people.
I got it. More questions?
Okay. No more questions.
One quick question.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Riley, the residents will not be paying rent to live there?
The residents?
No, there will be rent, but it'll be on a need basis.
On an ability to pay basis?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
A lot of these people don't have jobs, but the idea is to get them on their feet.
Yeah. We work with Jim Martin quite a bit, so.
Oh, very good.
I understand the need that you're trying to fill.
And Catholic Charities has the demand, so.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all. I was just curious about that.
Is this Allendale back here where it says search results?
Yeah, Allendale would be like up to the north, east.
Which way north?
To the top.
The top.
Yeah, you can see the town there.
It is top.
It's in your district, I think.
Except.
It's an address issue.
Yeah, but it's right outside of town limits.
Just about, like one street out.
Yep.
Early street.
Okay. If you didn't have anything else to add, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone in opposition? Seeing no one in opposition, Mr. President, Mr. President, if council desires, or we can close the public hearing in this matter, if council decides, close the public record.
Close public hearing, and we'll get council to the public record. Ask Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a transitional home to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3028 acres, more or less, for the reasons given number 1 through 7 by planning and zoning, with their conditions 8A through K.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton.
My recommendation is in favor due to planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr.
My vote would be in favor due to planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on recommendations by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes based on the recommendations of planning and zoning, and God bless you and your work.
I vote yes on recommendations of planning and zoning.
And all of those were for the based on the recommendations and with the conditions.
And with the conditions.
Based on a recommendation and condition, I also vote yes. Motion carried.
Have you ever drilled for good water yet? Have you found water?
That's Allendale, Sam.
What was the question?
I said, have you found any water up there where you drilled?
Do you have well water?
Is good water?
Is the water any good?
There's a house already there. I could build one.
Your water's good.
Oh, it's good.
There you go.
Well, you might be lucky then.
Entertained a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.